Well, let me thank you guys as well. I know it's after lunch. Hope everybody's still awake, and I can show you some cool stuff around Azure Active Directory. My name is Maarten Goed. As just said, I'm a Microsoft MVP, and the session's called Identity Management for Hybrid IT with Microsoft Azure today. If you want to tweet or engage with me during the session or after the session, this is my Twitter handle, Maarten_Goed. And we're going to talk about Azure AD, about multi-factor authentication. We're going to show some cool demos. Everything's live, so hopefully the connection will stay alive. I'm going to use the band as part of my session, and hopefully you guys will learn something of what I've learned with working with customers in the field, with them deploying and designing Azure Active Directory. Now, when talking to these customers, they all have the same challenge. Within that organization, they get new types of apps, new types of services, and these services oftentimes run on the internet. They consume them as software as a service. And these services themselves, of course, need identities. We need a username or something else to log in to that website to gain access and to use that service. Now, with Azure Directory or with Active Directory on premises, we, of course, can't today, and so we're going to look at Azure Active Directory connecting to Active Directory on-premises as a means to solving this challenge. Now, these types of cloud services are, of course, highly available. Being software as a service type, they are available to you via the internet at scale, so the authentication, the identity services that we're going to connect to them, by nature also needs to be highly available to make sure we're not the weak link when authenticating against these services. So the challenge these companies have is they need to support these cloud applications, they need these identity services to run at high scale, and of course we want to make use of the existing investments as well. And we're running 99% of the organizations are running Active Directory on-premises. People have their username, password, they know about, they care about, and they want to take that and authenticate against the cloud. So what Microsoft did is they introduced, probably 1.5 years ago, the solution called Windows Azure AD, which is, in essence, the AD we all know and love on-premise, but then running at an internet scale as part of the Azure Fabric, as part of the Azure service. It was originally built concurrently with Office 365, and we're going to show in the demo today that we support a magnitude of applications, Microsoft applications, non-Microsoft applications, to authenticate to and to provide this cloud identity service. We can also take the Active Directory we have on-premise and extend that investment into Azure AD so that we can use one password, one identity going forward and make it easy for the customer and an employee to authenticate to these services. So we're going to look at Azure AD. Now, Azure AD is the control point, if you will, for this public identity, authenticating against these services. We're going to use Azure AD as part of a central service where we'll be talking to for identification purposes, and then it'll authenticate against these services. We can connect it back to Windows Server Active Directory, and we can connect it, of course, to all these Microsoft applications and non-Microsoft applications, and through means of ADFS, DIR Sync, and we'll look at Azure AD Sync as well. We can also sync to our on-prem AD and other directories we have going forward. Now, one of the things to consider with Azure AD is that there's going to be different editions. There's a free edition, which we can all use without paying anything, but it has limitations in essence that we can do the basic stuff, but if we want to do self-service, password reset, maybe we want to do advanced reporting and such, we might want to have a look at premium version, and there's also a basic version. I've listed it here in the table, and in our demo, we're going to use Azure AD Premium to show you all these advanced features. Now, to buy AD Premium, we actually need to go through our Microsoft account rep or your preferred partner to make sure that your AD Premium is part of your enterprise agreement. There's a trial period, and within the service I'm using, I'll use a trial period so you can try it out before actually buying that edition. And of course, there's also bundles, but if you buy other Microsoft products, you can be licensed for AD Premium as part of that bundle. Now, AD Premium one of the big advantages, I guess, of other versions, the free version, is that we actually have this service level agreement. We have a 99.9% availability, so we know that once we're authenticating and we're relying on the service, that we know that it will be up and running for the majority part of the time. And the other thing you get with Azure AD Premium is use rights for FIM, for Forefront Identity Manager. So we can also use that as a central point on-premises to manage our identities there to other apps you're running, other servers you're running, and then connect that back, of course, into Azure AD. So we're going to talk about Azure AD Premium. Now, one of the things that Microsoft released probably a couple of weeks ago is the Azure AD Sync Services tool. What this allows you is to take a simple wizard and connect your Active Directory on-premises to Azure AD. It requires probably only 4 or 5 clicks, and then your synchronization between on-prem AD and Azure AD will be set up. And this is very simple. There's not a lot of requirements. There's not a lot of configuration needed. There is a lot of planning needed because we need to figure out what do we want to sync, what account are we going to use to sync things back, et cetera, et cetera. But we can use the AD Sync tool to just point that at your domain controller, at your forest, and sync all the user accounts you want to sync back to Azure AD so we're set up for our organization within a couple of minutes. This is something you can take from the Microsoft.com download site and can try it today if you want to set up the synchronization. Now, because we don't have time for this in this session, we're not going to show this as part of the demo. We're just going to look at Azure AD as part of the demo. Now, the question I also get is, but how do I know what cloud services my organization is using? And one of the things that Microsoft released is a cloud app discovery portal. And what it allows you to do is run discoveries, if you will, to see what internet traffic is happening and assess, based on a database they have, on what cloud apps your organization is running. I think everybody has this understanding that the business oftentimes will go about IT to set up their own services. This tool and this portal will allow you to monitor that and to give you an understanding of all the cloud services and cloud apps that's being consumed today, and then start to discover inventory and maybe configure them for single sign-on and Azure AD usage going forward. Now, this requires an agent. So if you want to assess this infrastructure, you need to deploy an agent on a server or on a workstation to understand what traffic is happening. And you can log on to the portal, and you get this nice overview of all the cloud services that your users are using, and also which cloud services Azure AD supports. So you can start configuring them and then send out an email, perhaps, to make sure the user starts using them through its proper identity. So there's an app discovery portal you can use, and it's free. Now, the other thing is Azure AD has been around for quite a while. It's been the backend service for Office 365 and other services. And there's been about 300 billion authentications happening through Azure AD already. So that's almost 43 authentications for every person on Earth. And I guess that says a lot about the high scale we run at, the SLA we offer, and the number of transactions happening per day through Azure AD. So that's a bit of an intro on Azure AD. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you live on how it's being configured, how you can use it with your organization. So to do so, I'll go to my browser and log in to manage.windowsazure.com. And I've set up my own Microsoft ID, formerly Live ID, if you will. And it logs me in with my Live ID. And I have a few basic things set up, as you can see here. I've enlisted for all these services, but especially you can see I have already 2 directories running and a certain Visual Studio integration. If you scroll down into this management portal, you actually see an Active Directory node, which then shows me all of the things I can configure. There's a directory pane, there's an access control namespaces pane, there's multi-factor, which we'll show later during the session, and then rights management as well. And if I want to configure a new Azure AD, I can click new. I can go to, there we go. I'll scroll down a bit to app services, Active Directory, a directory itself, custom create. And we can say create a new directory, or we can say use an existing directory. I think for those of you who've been using, for instance, Office 365, during enrollment, you see these questions where you need to create a directory. It oftentimes ends with .onmicrosoft.com. These are the directories that are already provisioned for you, which you now might want to connect to Azure AD and start managing from here. So you can actually say use existing directory, put in your credentials, and then you can start managing it. But we'll say create new directory. And we could, for instance, say technical summit. And then the default domain name. And I'll talk a bit about adding a custom domain name in a few minutes, but we need to specify a default domain name. Here we go. It checks if it's not already used. It's not. And we actually select the country. So we could say the Netherlands, or we could take Germany, whatever we like. It actually will then make sure that it places it in the nearest data center. So for Holland, it would be Western Europe in Amsterdam. The Azure data center in Amsterdam, of course. So this would be adding a directory. Now, I'm not going to add it because it's still in preview to delete a directory. So make sure if you start testing that sometimes deletion works, sometimes it doesn't. But it's not supported in production yet, so I'll just take the ones I've already provisioned. And I've done the session before at System Center Universe. I'm going to use a directory called AD System Center Universe. Now, when I go into the portal, again, you'll see a few tabs. You'll see the quick start screen, which we are in now. We'll have the users tab, the groups, the apps, domains, etc., etc. And this one's all empty. So if we look at the different tabs, there's not a lot configured yet. So we're going to use this empty directory and configure it for use in our scenario. Now, a scenario is that I'm a business user. I work in the marketing department. I need to tweet on behalf of my company. And what my company doesn't want me to do is give me the Twitter credentials. No, it wants to set up Azure AD and wants me to take my identity and authenticate against Azure AD and allow access into that corporate Twitter account. So that's what we're going to set up. Now, the first thing to consider is whether or not we want to use premium. We might want to switch this directory to premium so that we can do self-service password reset, so we can add grouping, advanced reporting, etc., etc. And that actually happens on the last tab called licenses. And as you can see, I've already clicked the button. Normally, you'd have a button enable premium. In this case, I'm using the trial, so it expires next month. And I have about 100 users I can trial. Now, if you go to your Microsoft account rep, they'll actually configure your directory and make sure it's licensed for your company with the numbers you need. So I've enabled premium, which means I get more options to configure, more things to do within this directory. Now, the first thing I want to do is add a custom domain name, because I don't want my users to be able to log in with username at something.onmicrosoft.com. I'd like them to use their own username and password as they know. So I might use martin@technicalsummit.de or something they recognize. So we need to add a custom domain to this directory. So I'll go into the domain. And you see that my default domain, as I've configured this directory before, is called scutest123. This is certainly something we don't want to use. So we're going to use a domain called System Center Universe. And what I've done is I've logged into my hosting portal, and I've selected systemcenteruniverse.org. I'm sorry. systemcenteruniverse.org as the domain name that we're going to use for this directory. And we're now in DNS settings, so I can add a certain record or remove a record or change something. We'll come back to that in a second. So to add a custom domain, I'll click Add a Custom Domain. We'll say systemcenteruniverse.org. And one of the things you need to think about is this a public domain that I'm going to use as part of just Azure AD? Or is this a domain name that I'm actually using internally for my Active Directory on-premises, which is my forest name or my domain within the forest? And if so, I need to put a check mark here, because later on, when I'm going to configure synchronization, it'll actually recognize the domain and use that as part of the authentication. I don't have an on-prem AD. I don't want to sync it in this session, so I'll just use it as a public domain. And I'll say add. And there we go. And now we need to verify, because we need to understand whether or not it's my domain and whether or not I'm allowed to use this domain, of course. And we have two options. We can do a text record, which is fairly easy, or an MX record, which is also fairly easy. I'll use a text record, and I'll say copy this line. I'll go back to my systemcenteruniverse.org DNS settings. I'll say add a record. There we go. Text. We'll paste it in. And I'll hit add, and it should be down here. Here we go. So we see that we now have a new record called MS equals MS and some number. So this is a unique number. And if we now hit verify, successfully verified domain, there you go. It's always exciting with a live demo. We now have the domain configured and attached to this Azure AD. Now you can see as part of this column that it's not my primary domain, so it will default back to the SCU test, which of course I don't want to do. So I'll say change primary, and it's now going to take systemcenteruniverse.org as my primary domain. So the basic stuff is set up. I've enabled premium, I've attached a custom domain, and I guess we're ready to start provisioning all of the other stuff. Now, if we go back to the quick start page, you see a couple of things we can do. So we can add an user, we can add an application, we can integrate applications, customize some stuff. So we'll go through this step by step. We'll say add a user. And if we say add a user, we can do three things to add this user to my domain. Now, if I had set up sync services before, I could have also selected a user that's on-prem. But in this case, we're just a public directory, so we can just provision a new user, give it a name, a first name, a last name, etc. We can use an existing Microsoft account, which is formerly known as the Windows Live ID. So I can take this Live ID, attach it to Azure AD, so we can just give rights to this user using that Live ID. Or maybe there's another Azure AD somewhere, and we want to take a certain user and give him or her access to this corporate Twitter account. Now we're going to say new user, and we'll say John Doe at systemcenteruniverse.org. You see that it's now the primary default domain. We'll hit next. We'll give it a first name, John, last name, Doe, display name, John Doe. And then I can give it a user role, so it might be a user, a service admin, a global admin within this AD. So this doesn't tell you anything about the rights of this Azure subscription. It's within the AD where there's role-based control. So we'll leave it as a user, and we'll also not touch on the multi-factor. We'll come back to that in a few seconds. Of course, we now need a temporary password, and we can create that. And we can send it for perhaps to the user itself, or maybe to an admin mailbox or something else. But I'll just take it for now, put it in Notepad so I don't lose it during the session. So we have a temporary password. And again, if we're using the services sync tool, one of the options you have is to sync passwords from on-prem to Azure AD. So this might not be a step you need if you're running the services sync tool. If you go to the Users tab, We now have a, here we go, John Doe, with a username sourced from AD, Azure AD. And if we look at the, why is this not going back? There we go. If we go to John Doe, you see that its organizational role is a user, it's allowed to sign in, and there's a couple of other things like work info, devices, and stuff we can do. But we'll leave that for now. We'll leave John blank. The other thing we need to do, of course, is add the Twitter application with the right credentials, and then perhaps create a group so we can provision the user access through a group, which is a premium feature. So we're going to say create a group, add group. Maybe we'll call it social media users. Give the description, all employees allowed access to our Twitter account. There we go. And then if we go into the group, we can say add members. Makes sense, right? John Doe, double click, and it's added. So we have a social media users group. We have John in there. Things are fine. And of course, the next step would be to add an application, Twitter. Now, the great thing about Azure AD is we can take an application that's running in Azure that my organization is developing and perhaps provide identity access to that app. Or we can take an app from the gallery. And what Microsoft did is they're working with a lot of vendors to make sure that in the backend, they do all the heavy lifting to integrate and provide you with the integration to those services, so you can just pick and choose these services. And every week when I open up the screen, it's going to be interesting what the number is. So today we have 2,421 apps we can integrate with. And it's very likely that the app you're looking for is going to be in here. It's categorized, so there's a couple of categories you can look at. And of course, Twitter is going to fall under the social category. Take that one. We can then scroll all the way down if we want to, or it might be easier to just search for Twitter. There we go. And hit that. And what it now does is in the backend, it configures all the basic settings to be able to do authentication against Twitter. And we just need to configure a couple of things. Configure single sign-on, which is already enabled, as you see here. There we go. And we can say, assign users to my Twitter app. Now, what I've done, is if I start a new tab, and I say twitter.com, I've created a user called sysctruni. Universe, there we go, with a password, don't remember me, which is my account. So these are the settings. This is the Twitter account I've created, which I can use, and which I need to provision, so I'll sign out. Make sure it's not logged in. We'll add our friend John in here. There we go. Assign. And then we can say, I want to enter the Twitter credentials, sysctruniverse. And so this should be a one-time only, assigning the credentials to this app. And we say, OK, access is granted. John Doe can use Twitter now. So that's good. So the basic stuff is in there. One of the things we can also do, which is very nice, is we can add custom branding. So once we allow John to go to this app portal or Office 365 or wherever he's going to use Azure AD and his organizational account to log in, we can customize the branding so he gets his own login page, our company branding, our logo, etc. And we can do that all the way right from here through the Azure AD configuration. On the Quick Start page, there's a link called Customize Your Organization Sign In and Access Panel Pages. We'll hit that. And there's a couple of things you can do. There's a banner logo, there's a tile logo, a sign-in page illustration. You can add some text, maybe some warnings or legal matters, and a background color, of course. Now, if you want to understand what is what, just click the Learn More page. And what you'll see if we scroll down, it's actually explaining you what element are you changing, what will be different when this user will now log in. How does it work? On what PCs would it work? What browsers would it work, et cetera? Just give you a good understanding of when this custom integration would kick in. Now, ahead of time, I've created a folder called Azure AD Custom Branding. And here are a couple of things I've prepared, a banner logo, a tile logo, and an illustration of the universe. So these are the things we will now get as part of the login page. If we go back and say banner logo, there we go. The technical summit, custom branding, which one were we doing, banner logo? Yeah, cool. Tile logo. We'll say sign in illustration, and we'll leave the sign in page text for now, and we'll also leave the background color for now. We'll say OK, so it's saving. Takes a couple of seconds for it to save. And then we should be able to see that. One of the neat things you get with this branding option is this is the default one which we've just added, so this will be shown to you as part as login. There we go. If we want to do it per language, we go back to the same setting again, and we can either edit what we've just done or edit for a specific language. So if we want to have German version, a Dutch version, an English version, we can do a multitude of languages as part of the branding. We'll just leave a default for now. Now, the question you'll ask me is, okay, so this is all set up, but how do I access this corporate Twitter account? Where does John go? Because if I go to twitter.com right now, we're not going to get an Azure AD login screen, are we? So we need to figure out how will we give this user access. There's a couple of options. You could build your own stuff, portal, whatever, and integrate into Azure AD, so it will give you all these options. There are apps, so there's an app on Android, on iOS, on Windows Phone called My Apps, and if you install that app, log in with your organizational account, you will get a list of applications you can use through your organizational account, so see it as this corporate start screen, if you will. And the same goes for a website called, and I'll start a new private browsing tab, called myapps.microsoft.com. It is like a hub, like a corporate start screen, if you will, where your corporate applications will be shown, and you get your Azure AD login screen, and you can then start using single sign-on. Now, if I type here johndoe@systemcenteruniverse.org and hit tab, you actually see the corporate branding changing because it now recognizes I'm using @systemcenteruniverse.org, applies the Azure AD branding, and I can input my password. Now, because it's the first time I'm going to log in, it's going to ask me, of course, to change my password. Here we go. So this is my old password. I'll give it a new one, a strong password. And we should log into the My Apps portal afterwards. Here we go. So what we see is John Doe is logged in. There's our company logo. And here is one app we can use as part of the applications we've provisioned. And now I'll show you that if I go to twitter.com, nothing's configured, no cookie, no single sign-on. or no cached login, I'm sorry. If I then hit the Twitter button from my apps portal, I first need to install the plugin, I'm sorry. I've upgraded to Win 10, IE 11, so apparently the plugin is not here. We'll update the panel extension. Just a second about that. And we should be able to then, yes. Do you want to log in? Ah. Why not? There we go. Okay, we'll hit the browser again. We'll go to myapps.microsoft.com one more time. Microsoft, there we go. John Doe at System Center Universe.org. Custom branding, my password, my corporate portal, I hit Twitter, and single sign on, I'm into the Twitter account, so John can just say, Gutes Tag, Technical Summit. There we go. Not sure if I spelled it correctly, sorry about if I did. So this is the way you would provide single sign-on for a user, and you could use this portal, one of the apps, or whatever you feel like you could use, of course. Now, one of the things you enjoy with getting premium is self-service password reset. And let's imagine for a second that John Doe forgot his password. It would normally ask the help desk, log a ticket, maybe phone up and get that sorted. But we can do self-service password reset. Now, what we're going to do, of course, is we need to have some basic stuff into John's account. So I'm going to go back with my admin account into Azure AD, going to look at John, because we either need an email address or we need a phone number, of course, to do the one-time reset. And this could be part of your synchronization setup where you sync this all from your on-premises AD. Maybe there's another script or PowerShell you're using to fill in these properties based on your HR database, or maybe even you allow the user for them to set the properties themselves. Now, for demo purposes, I'll just go into John's user account in Azure AD, go into work info, I'll go into mobile phone, and I'm going to input my number. Now, it would be great if you guys wouldn't all call me at the same time during the demo, because that's going to be a problem then. So this is my phone number for the phone I'm using here. I'm going to pretend I'm John, and I want to do a password reset, and it's going to involve my phone. So that's been saved. Now I'm going to go back to a new browser tab to My Apps. And John is logging in. Oh, not at Microsoft, but at systemcenteruniverse.org. And then he goes like, oh, I forgot my password. So I'm going to click can't access my account. And it says, can you do this captcha thing? I never get this right. This is probably the biggest burden. There you go. Sorry, it's probably going to take 5 times. It's very secure, though. There we go. So because it has my mobile phone and not my email address, it says, do you want to text the phone? You want to call the phone? Well, why not text it? There we go. We need to show that I know my phone number. And I'll say text. And then it's the Microsoft band showing me the number. Not sure if it's focusing right, but it's, I'll show you this way. What you get are these types of messages where it says, well, the code you need to use is 882678. So I'll go back. Where am I? What was it again? 882678. Next. And I can now input a new password. There we go. And this way, the help desk, the first line, doesn't have to be involved. The user can just manage his own account and make sure that it's strong because we have a second factor being his mobile number. So can log in again. John Doe System Center Universe.org. I'll log in with my new password. And, oh, I had to start a new tab. There we go. My apps. Sign in with a different one. John Doe at systemcenteruniverse.org. Well, I guess you get the feeling that I can just log in with my new password. Now, this is fine, but still, when I'm logging into my My Apps portal, when I want to access my Twitter app or whatever corporate app, it's still only the password that I'm using. And you might want to get a different feel on a stronger setup. And so what we can do, I'll go back to the slides. We can actually make use of multi-factor authentication, which is part of a service of Azure, of Microsoft Azure and Azure AD. Now, multi-factor by itself, the name is self-explanatory, says we need to take at least two factors, but we can take more, but let's say two factors, and combine them together so we get a more secure confirmation of your identity. So we can take something you know, a password, a PIN code, something you remember, something you have, so the phone, maybe a credit card, a hardware token of sorts, a soft token, or we could take something you are, which you, for instance, see at airports, something like a fingerprint or the retinal scan. And of course, it's going to be stronger if you use two out of band, so a password and a PIN is less strong than when you use password and, for instance, a one-time code using on your phone. So we can take multi-factor. What Microsoft did is they acquired a company called Phone Factor back in 2012, and which had been running this multi-factor authentication service, and they've integrated this in part in Azure AD as part of the service. And it's been around for a long time, and it's being rebranded to Azure Multi-Factor Authentication. Now, the things do we support today, and there'll probably be more over time, is we have mobile apps for Android, iOS, Windows Phone, where you get a soft token, much as you know from the hardware tokens, like, for instance, the Secure ID, where every 30 seconds or whatever, a new code is being generated through this app, which you can use as part of your identity, or send you a one-time token as part of a push notification channel and give you, much like a text message, a one-time code to use. We have phone calls, so we can just get a call, give, for instance, the pound sign, and make sure that we know that you're carrying the phone with you when authenticating, or the text messages as part of a regular service. But when you're roaming, it might be that those get a bit delayed, so the other channels are actually worth looking at. Now, recently, Microsoft also announced that multi-factor authentication is going to be built into Office 365, but there are differences. The MFA in Office 365 has a couple of good features, but if you want to go all the way, integrate it into more services, if you want to do more customization, more reporting, etc., you might want to have a look at Azure AD and connect your Office 365 subscription into Azure AD so you get a more rich multi-factor authentication experience. So let's have a look. Let's go back in the management portal for Windows Azure. So it's logging me in back as my Microsoft account, and we can manage our Azure ID again. System Center Universe. I'm sorry. What you see here is when I go into the Active Directory space, there's a directory tab as we just looked in. And there's also the multi-factor authent providers. If you go in there, we can create a new one. And we can give it a name, System Center Universe. We need to select a usage model. You can do a per enabled user, or you can do, here we go, per authentication. And at this point in time, it's irreversible. So if I choose per authentication, you're going to pay per authentication, a small fee. And if you're going to use per user, it's going to be a fixed number per user, unlimited authentications. But you can't switch it at this point in time. You need to recreate the provider if you want to, which is not a big burden, but just so you know. I just have a couple of authentications. I'll select a subscription. And here we can already link the directory. So we can either create the provider, do all the settings, and then link it afterwards. Or like I do, I'll just select my System Center Universe, hit create, and it should be coming up in a second. Now it's created, it's being linked, and here under I have a manage button. If you want to do cool customizations like a custom intro for people that get a call or do certain reporting, whatever, this might be the central settings you're looking for this authentication provider being used. But what I'll do is I'll go back into the directory tab, into System Center Universe, go into John Doe, and then if I select John Doe, and if I go back into the bar, you can actually manage multi-factor authentication for this user. Again, through the main screen, you can do bulk updates, bulk configuration, but for demo purposes, I just want to configure John Doe. There we go. I'll log in as an admin for this portal. And what you see is this is are the users, and John Doe is disabled for multi-factor authentication. And of course, I want to enable John, say enable. Now what it says is we need to set up multi-factor authentication one time so we know that it's your device and that you're configured. We'll say enable. And the other thing you could do is just tell your users to go to this URL so they can self-provision them ahead of time. We'll say enable multi-factor. Takes a couple of seconds. Or not. It says error. Love it when you get an error. Maybe two is a charm. There we go. Always good. So what we need to do is the one-time enrollment, right? So I'll start a new tab for John. Let's say he got an email like, you're now provisioned for multi-factor authentication. Please go to this URL and set yourself up. So we'll go to aka.ms/MFA setup. John's going to log in. And now it says, well, we need additional security for your account. Set it up right now. Sure. And it asks me, do you want to use your mobile phone, for which we have the number? Do you want to send a code by text message? Do you want to call me? Well, let's use the call option. Let's make sure that we can reach your mobile phone. And what I'll do, I'll show the screen again. Could you guys unmute the telephone so we can hear the voice coming in? Verify now. Hopefully, it will. My phone is roaming, so it might take a couple of seconds. Ah, there we go.
Thank you for using Microsoft's sign-in verification system. Please press the pound key to finish your verification. If you did not initiate this verification, your account has been verified. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Okay, so it says verification successful. hit next to continue. And so it also says if you have certain apps like email or other mobile apps, you might want to generate a one-time password for these apps so you don't need to do multi-factor every time, but I'll leave it for now. I just want to demo the My Apps portal. And so what we did is now John is now multi-factor authenticated, set up, provisioned, enabled. So every time he logs in, he should actually be required to do a second factor. So what we'll do is I'll log into My Apps again. I'll say I'm John Doe. I'm sorry. Systemcenteruniverse.org. And what it now says is, we're calling your phone. Please answer it to continue. Should be coming in again.
Thank you for using Microsoft's sign-in verification system. Please press the pound key to finish your verification. If you did not initiate this, your account has been verified. Goodbye.
And so looking at the screen, it now gets the second factor, and we're logged in. So it's much safer. I can probably lose my password to somebody and still be safe because we need to have a second factor for him or her to log in. So that's fine. And this all works out of the box as a cloud service as part of Azure AD. Now, the question you ask me is, that's all nice, but what if I have apps running on-prem? And I also want to do multi-factor authentication. Well, of course, through ADFS, we could use Azure AD as one of the parties to authenticate against, and then based on the user being multi-factor authenticated, we actually get this extra layer of security. What my colleague did, Mark, who you probably saw this morning at his Azure Pack session, sitting right there in the audience, he actually set up our Azure Pack instance at our company to use ADFS to talk to Azure AD, and my user is enabled for multi-factor authentication. And what I'll do is I'll log in to show you that even on other apps, just on-prem, I can be authenticated through MFA. So I'll go to manage.innovativecloud.com. We have three providers we can choose as part of our authentication, and I'll use the Active Directory one. And my username is martin.cloud.com. Multi. Here we go. And so I give my username and password, and now it says, well, I've actually seen that this user account requires multi-factor authentication. And again, we're going to do a call placement to your phone to complete authentication. We'll say continue. And we should have the same thing again.
Thank you for using Microsoft's sign-in verification system. You have been signed in. Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right, so now multi-factor authentication happened. Through ADFS, we get an acknowledge that we've been authenticated, and then it lets me into our Azure Pack instance. And, well, I've not been using it a lot, but as you can see, I can just use my account to create stuff. So that's all possible through means of ADFS. Now, things to look at as part of MFA, like I said, is there's going to be apps. So this is my Windows phone, and if I scroll a bit down, there's an app called Multifactor Auth. And this is actually the app I talked about, which can be a soft token, generate a new token every 30 seconds, or can be used through its push channel to receive these codes for one-time use as part of authentication. And the nice thing is, when I hit plus, I can actually say, well, I'll input the code and URL I get during the enrollment, or if I hit the QR scanner, I can just point it at the screen. If you're looking at the login screen, it shows your QR code, you scan it, and it's all set up for use afterwards. So that's all good. You can use that And also for those who don't know, in Windows Phone 8, you have an app called Authenticator if you want to do the same thing as part of your Microsoft account. My account being maarten@goed.net. You see that I've configured it for multi-factor auth. If you want to be more safe also with your Microsoft account, go ahead and enable it. You can use it through the Authenticator app. So that's the multi-factor authentication. Now, these are the things I wanted to show you guys as part of running Azure AD, adding a bit of extra security through multi-factor authentication. I hope you've seen that it's quite easy to set up. We've not come around to syncing our on-prem directory, but you could surely imagine that would work great as well. It's running at scale. It is available for free. The premium features you take as part of a bundle or license through your Microsoft rep. And it integrates with a lot of apps, almost 2,000 plus apps, which we can integrate today and provide our users with a safe and single sign-on through the internet. So that's my session. I'd like to thank you for attending and have a great rest of the technical summit. Thank you so much.